Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
Governor Pat McCrory and many conservative pundits keep claiming that everyone will pay less in taxes under the tax cut plan passed this year by the General Assembly. But don't believe it. The odds are you will pay more. The Fiscal Research Division of the General Assembly says, for example, that one couple with two children who earn $64,000 a year will pay $2,700 a year more in taxes. An analysis of the plan using an economic incidence model shows that roughly 80% of people will pay more, while millionaires will pay $10,000 a year less. The claim that cutting taxes on corporations and the wealthy will boost economic development and spur job creation? Well, that's not true either. Dr. Mike Walden, an economist at NC State and an adjunct scholar at the John Locke Foundation, told the News and Observer recently that the evidence from economic research and literature shows that slashing taxes on corporations and the wealthy will not set off an economic boom in North Carolina. It's not a jobs plan at all. It is simply a tax shift, making most families pay more, so corporations and the wealthy will pay less. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.